Hi, and welcome to the life and legacy of Abraham Lincoln.
I'm Hannah Levitt.
And I'm Carmelo Rosa.
This podcast is brought to you by the Cougar Den.
The Cougar Den helps HK to get some great spirit to our sporting events and other activities that go on. So make sure that you buy your ticket for the fan bus tomorrow going to the football game. It's $5 for pizza and entry to the game, so make sure you come out and support. And if you want to get a Cougar Den t-shirt or long sleeve, make sure you stop by the library and talk to Miss Coes. So, Abraham Lincoln was born on February 12th, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky, and him and his family moved to southern Indiana in 1816. His parents were Thomas and Nancy Lincoln, and they moved again around 1830 to Macon County in southern Illinois. And that's when Lincoln became involved in local politics, and he supported the Whig Party. In the election of 1860, Lincoln's profile rose high early in the year, and after he delivered a great speech at New York City's Cooper Union. He was chosen that May by Republicans to run for president over Senator William H. Seward of New York, and Lincoln again faced Douglas, who represented the Northern Democrats. Lincoln won most of the North and carried the Electoral College to win the White House. So Lincoln's inaugural address stated that he promised not to interfere with the institution of slavery where it existed, but he pledged to suspend the activities of the federal government temporarily in areas of hostility. He also took a firm stance against secession and the seizure of federal property. And one famous quote of the inaugural address was, "The mystic chords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be by the better angels of nature." So the beginning of the Civil War, 6 weeks after Lincoln had given his famous speech, the inaugural address, and the Confederates fired upon Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina, and that's when the Civil War began. The Civil War was the bloodiest 4 years in American history, and the Confederates were under the command of General P.G.T. Beauregard. Over 50 Confederate guns and mortars launched more than 4,000 rounds at the poorly supplied fort, and the fort was surrendered 2 days later, and Lincoln issued a proclamation calling for 75,000 volunteer soldiers to quell the Southern insurrection.
So how was Lincoln as a military leader? Lincoln didn't have the military education as many expected generals to have, but he learned and mastered military strategies. Historians say Lincoln was a great natural strategist, a better one than any of his own generals. He worked hard to master such a subject, and he believed in his fellow generals, but ultimately followed his instinct. This occurred at one of the battles when his fellow general, who actually graduated from West Point, argued that his strategy was better, but ultimately Lincoln followed his own. Many admired Lincoln's tactics. Although Lincoln was self-taught, his strategies were quite impressive to today. At the time, Abraham Lincoln didn't receive as much respect for his talent as he does today.
Yeah.
As a political leader, Lincoln was a strong leader. Lincoln was criticized, however, for breaking some of the civil liberties. For example, habeas corpus, which is a writ requiring a person under arrest to be brought forward to a judge or a court, especially to secure a person's release unless lawful grounds are shown further detention, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Lincoln responded to the criticism with saying that such measures needed to be taken to win the war. This resulted in Lincoln ultimately banishing slavery and becoming such a great leader. With Lincoln being such a strong leader, he decided to run for re-election in the election of 1864. The election took place 1 year after the Gettysburg Address. In the Gettysburg Address, Lincoln stated the purpose of the war, the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, and the pursuit of human equality. Lincoln went up against Democrat nominee and former Union General George McClellan. President Lincoln won once again and at a second inauguration address. In Lincoln's second inaugural address, he wishes to bring the North and South together, saying, "With malice towards none, with charity for all."
This part in the podcast, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Cougar Den, for helping us out with this podcast. And if you would like to buy a long sleeve or t-shirt, make sure you stop into the library. And if you want to buy a ticket to the tailgate for the football game tomorrow, either talk to Miss Dibert in her room or see Miss Coase for more information on what we would be doing.
As people say, all great things have to come to an end. Lincoln was no exception. Lincoln had an idea for reconstruction for the United States, bringing both the South and the North together once again. The unity was so important to him, and he believed that to build such a strong country, they needed both the North and South to work together. Unfortunately, on April 14, 1865, the President Ford Theater in D.C., when John Wilkes Booth came up behind him while in the president's box and shot him in the head. Lincoln never regained consciousness and died on April 15, 1865.
While Lincoln did die on that night, he left behind an incredible legacy, and he stood out over all of the other presidents that had served so far. Some of the key points that he achieved during his presidency were: he liberated slaves, he saved the Union, he called out state militias, he blockaded southern ports, he closed post offices to treasonable correspondences, he suspended the writ of habeas corpus in several locations, and he ordered the arrest and military detention of suspected traitors, and he issued the Emancipation Proclamation.
At this portion of the program, we'd like to read some quotes about Abraham Lincoln from Historian's Point. T. Harry Williams writes, "Lincoln was a great natural strategist, a better one than any of his own generals."
Another quote about Abraham Lincoln from historian Herman Bells was, "The Declaration created union, making liberty, equality, and consent the fundamental principles of Republican government."
And with that, wraps up the podcast on the life and legacy of Abraham Lincoln. I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Cougar Den and Miss Ram for making this happen. And thank you to our producers. I'm Hannah Levitt.
And I'm Carmelo Rosa.
And we're signing off.